Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, hello everybody. This is CJ Martis. I think we're having a little bit of difficulty. I didn't hear the intro. Had no idea that the show was starting. So here we go. This is CJ Martis, and you're listening to the Angel Connection on Friday, September 11th, 2015. Well, you know, it's great to be back on the airwaves after 2+ years. You know, today I was thinking about it as I was preparing the show, going, has it really been that long? But I'm very happy to be back. Update you all on where I've been, what I've been doing, and what I've learned, you know, because as each of us goes through our daily life experiences, it's really all about the journey. I will open up at the end of our show for callers, so that call-in number is 917-889-3818. Well, those of you that are used to my show know that I like to start off with some prayer requests, and so, you know, I'm just going to send some prayers and everything to be, you know, it's kind of interesting that the angels would have me start my show on the anniversary of September 11th, so, you know, just sending some great energy to those people who are remembering their loved ones today, so our prayers are with them. You know, as I was searching for an inspiring story, I came across this incredible story about a man named Bruce Van Natta, and he loved trucks. He was a diesel mechanic, and so he had a wife and 4 children. And, you know, that being a mechanic on those great big rigs can be dangerous, but he'd done this for years. And he was working on this Peterbilt logging truck, so it's a big truck. And right before he leaves, he asks if he would try to diagnose a leak on this particular truck before he left. So if you can picture one of these great big trucks, you know, and big front bumper. And so he puts the truck up on jacks, and as he gets it up, basically, he slips under bumper of the truck feet first. And the jack basically dropped. So the entire truck falls on him. And so that's like 12,000 pounds of weight. So, you know, this guy's thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a goner. In fact, as he's talking about this experience, when I was reading through it, is that it basically cut him in half. And so his back's broken, and he just figured that he's dying. He said at that point he went unconscious and his spirit left his body and he floated up above and says that he was seeing the accident scene from above. And the man that was with him, of course, he actually can hear him going, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, thinking, of course, that he's going to pass. But what he sees next to the man who's over him that asked him to look on this truck are 2 huge angels. And so these bright, beautiful, 8 feet tall angels, and they had their arms underneath the truck. It didn't look like it was holding it up, but they were angled down. And he says, at that moment, of course, because he'd left his body, there was just peace. He can't really describe the peace, that it was just this incredible thing. And he said a voice in his head, maybe that was the angels talking to him, but he's at this point at which he knows he's on the verge of life or death. He said there were two voices going through his head. One was to shut your eyes and give up and you'll go to heaven. Another voice in his head, a whisper, says, if you want to live, you're going to have to fight. It'll be a hard fight. And next thing he knew, his spirit went back to his body. He was conscious as he was flown on life flight to the hospital, and doctors there doubted he would survive even the next few hours. His ribs were broken, pancreas and spleen were crushed, major arteries were severed in five places. They were actually surprised that he hadn't bled out on the way to the hospital. In fact, he was so crushed that 75% of his small intestines were basically leveled. In fact, they said if he survived it, that he probably wouldn't survive more than a year because he would starve to death because there was such extensive damage. And then during his, you know, hospital stay, you know, and so he just continues to amaze these doctors who don't know of anybody who lives through anything like this. And he said at one point, as they're pretty much telling him there's nothing they can do about his eating and all of this, a gentleman that he barely knew on vacation comes by, puts his palm on his forehead and prays, and commanded in God's name that his intestines grow back in length. And he said when this man touches him, he feels like it's 220 volts coming through him. But the most miraculous thing is after 9 long months of surgeries, hospital stays, he's able to feed himself. The doctors confirmed that most of his small intestine somehow survives this whole ordeal. And so this man's life was changed forever. And now actually what ended up happening to him out of this experience, which you can imagine as an experience that nobody should have lived through, he and his family, his four kids, they travel around and talk about God's angels and the miracles that are surrounding us every day. So that's my inspiring story of, you know, you have to say it's not your time when two big angels show up to hoist an entire, you know, rig off of you. What an incredible story. And so I like to share those stories because, you know, we're really never alone. And that's been the purpose of this show all along, is called The Angel Connection, is to help you connect more with your angels. Something that was very popular on the shows before when I did them, and we'll get into that in a little bit, as to where I've been and what I've been up to. I have an angel message for September, and I want to read that as I have in the past. And so what I want to say, though, is that in the last 2 months, we have been through some intense energies. I know everybody's feeling it. There's a lot of upheaval. There's a lot of growth. There's certainly both sides of that coin right now. But we're in a really unique time of energy supporting the planet, and the angels have been anchoring very high frequencies of divine love actually down to the earth. There's been some incredible energies there. And so I'm going to read the angel message and then share a little bit also about navigating some of this, you know, taking the opportunity for what the angels are gifting us at this present time. So here's the angel message. Dear ones, this month will be the most supportive yet intense energy of the entire year as various angelic frequencies are anchored onto the planet. The initiative of the angels and other light beings is being done now to support your journey and deeper awareness of your divine nature. This makes it a perfect time to evaluate things and people in your life, whether people in your life serve and nurture the truth of who you are. It will also be a time to release and surrender those things which do not support your life journey. Change can be a very difficult part of human experience. Look at where you may be resistant to the changes that are needed in your life. Do you fear it because of the unknown on the other side of that change? Whatever causes resistance should be surrendered to the divine within you so that you can create new opportunities for what you really need. These intense energies are causing an enormous wave of emotional detoxification. Are you feeling out of balance or overly emotional at this time? If so, you're simply releasing the residual fragments of old experiences that are blocking your growth. Whatever is ready to be released will release automatically in response to these divine energies that are around us right now. You do not need to label or identify these emotions as they arise. Accept and embrace this part of you and just let them go. Stay present in the moment as much as possible. Don't worry about the past or the future. Even if things seem unstable right now and that you should concern yourself with tomorrow, don't worry. Don't allow yourself to dwell on whatever causes you anxiety. Give these anxieties over to God each day. Set your intention on establishing a renewed faith in yourself. Know you are fully capable to navigate whatever situation may come up this month. Taking more time to pray or meditate this month will allow you to stay in your center. Being more centered and in balance will allow you to take advantage of the spiritual energies that are assisting you to open up to a greater divine presence of yourself. Also, it is important to stay grounded this month in who you truly are. Try to see the light within you and how it can affect a positive change in others. Surrender any situations in the past where you feel you may have failed. Deepen into self-forgiveness and let your self-judgment go consciously. Many of people around you may be struggling in their own healing processes, and it's important to vibrate to love instead of judgment or fear for them. Your divine light will support them greatly, even without fixing or doing anything. Seeing this pure light within you will allow you to channel your own spirit more into your daily life experiences. When you do this, you actively become the co-creator in your life. Know that the seraphim and other angels are nearby whenever you need us. Simply call to us, and we will be there. We are only a thought away. Until next time, we are the seraphim. Well, you know, the beautiful angel messages that come from the collective of the seraphim are always so helpful in understanding what's going on energetically in our world. And I know that I've been talking to a lot of people, and when they were talking about other people struggling and having sort of these emotions come out of nowhere. And it's because I could do a whole show on the energies of the last couple months because they've been very intense because so many fifth dimensional frequencies have been aligned with the planet to help us at this time. But it's causing almost a planetary detox situation. So when you have things, you know, normally when we have an experience and it evokes an emotion, whether that's fear, anger, or whatever, you know, we know why that emotion arose, right? What's important right now to navigate these types of energies is when you are simply going through your day and you have an emotion arise out of nowhere, and this is happening to people everywhere, what our mind wants to do and what the angels have taught me not to do is to try to attach that to something. You know, why am I feeling this way? We want to figure that out. But what the angels say right now is when you feel that, simply honor that emotion. Accept it for as it is. Don't label it. Don't attach it to anything. Just allow it to express. Because our vessels, our human bodies, are the carriers of lots of memory. And so these very high frequency energies are not only giving us a boost spiritually and in consciousness, but they're also allowing our vessel to let go of things it may be carrying. And when that gunk is in there, then your cells can't carry as much light, can they? Because you have a cell and it's like a container. So it's forcing this old energy out. So that's my suggestion with some of these very intense energies right now. So people, I don't know, they seem a little gritchy lately, or they're having stuff come up, you know, and that's part of what the angels are saying in the message too, is it's important to just choose love, not take that personally, and understand that everybody's on a journey, right? We see ourselves every day. We see lots of other people, and we know that we're all on our own journey. But we're not separate, are we? We're all interconnected. And that's something that over the years the angels have taught me so much, is there really is no separation. We create separation in our mind for a variety of reasons. So, but here we are again, the Angel Connection Show, and I'm so happy to be able to share these moments with all of you. You know, people have been asking, where the heck have you been, CJ, and what I've been up to after I sort of reemerged and everybody started seeing me on social media and stuff this year. Well, you know, part of my year has been a very physical recovery, but I'm happy to report I'm definitely on the mend now. But in order to come to my teaching points of what I want to share with all of you, we got to kind of go back a little bit. So, and what I call my other life before I started doing spiritual work, before the angels appeared in my bedroom, I was getting on 16 or 17 years ago, I was a graphic artist and a web developer. So, yeah, techie, artsy kind of person. And I had done some work for a particular company here in the area in Kansas City where I live. And they were having some issues internally with their person, and so they asked me to come in and do some consulting. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, because I sideline, I still do that. You know, everybody knows I kind of grassroots my own marketing, you know, and all this because I know that stuff. But after a bit, they really wanted to hire me. They wanted to replace this person that was in that position. And I'm like, no way. Not going back to corporate America. Nope, nope, nope. Not going to take this job. Nope, nope, nope. And I said no to them pretty directly several times. Because I was like, nope, I've got my show, I have my client practice, I had released Angel Incarnate, the first book. By the way, I'm working on book two now. You know, but something after a while, the more I resisted, the more this other voice comes through, and it tells me that I was there for a reason. And what the angels wanted me to know was I was there for a reason, not only to help them, which is usually as healers we look at how we benefit others, right? But that I was there also for myself, but I had no idea. But all my guidance says what I needed to do. And half of me was also going, what the hell's going on? You know, there are times I think that the journey moves us into places. And I thought my life was going in a completely different direction. So... But I did learn, you know, from the angels early on in my interactions with them was that things are not always what they appear to be. So I'm like, okay. And that we don't always know what's best for us as God does or the angels do when they have our back, you know, and are watching over us. And as humans, we can really resist the journey at times when it really starts to go some other direction or become different than we were envisioning. So I take this job, and it's a middle management job. That's what it turns into because, of course, I'm all in when I'm doing stuff, right? And so I originally go in to do web development and graphic art, and then I end up in middle management. So over time, I'm taking on more responsibility during this two-year period. And it's really an understatement that the job was stressful, right? Middle managers get pulled, and I was sort of the go-to gal for everybody in the company. It didn't matter what department. They were CJ, CJ, CJ. I'm like, wow, okay, well, this is going to challenge me to stay in the present moment, right? This is going to challenge me to stay authentically who I am, you know, in these moments. And I found, actually, that even though it was a challenge, it was good practice. So I'm like, okay, this is what I need. I'm just practicing. This is why. I figure it out, right? But I don't really figure it out because I'm wrong. But I figured I was able to practice staying in the moment, keep calm. You know, my spiritual self was always present. You know, my channel to the divine was open. It was often that I'd be giving messages without really giving messages, you know, sharing things and that I would see and all of this. So I thought I had a really good handle, guys, on what was going on. So, like I said, at one point I just figured out, cool, I'm here to master those particular skills, to be present in the moment. Well, I was really wrong. And you guys know I'll be very frank and share my journey because we're all learning as we're going, right? So within 2 years, though, I developed IBS, interstitial cystitis, by the way, very painful if you don't know what that is, a new form of psoriasis, which is a skin condition I'd had, only this time I had painful blisters on the bottom of my feet, palms of my hands. So one diagnosis after another. And I was eventually diagnosed with fibromyalgia and psoriatic arthritis. So to tell all of you tonight that my body took all the stress is an understatement. What I eventually figured out was that I was unable to see about myself was that as a healer, I had trained myself to help others with their anxiety, with their mental afflictions. And everybody knows that I don't help others unless I've cultivated that myself, right? So I could shift things in the spiritual realm. I could remove unhealthy energetic attachments. I mean, but I had no idea in the process I was always pushing my body consciousness out of the way. Always. I didn't trust my body. I had been a sick child growing up. I had faith in so many things about myself, about the universe, but not the gift of the human body that I had been given. What I had to see in going back to that job that I couldn't believe I was going back into was the importance of that part of what I call the human trifecta of spirit, mind, and body. So I had expanded my consciousness, got my spiritual connection going, but I was leaving my body behind. You know, when we expand our consciousness and we get to experience these lofty peaks of connection, we begin to experience things that we never thought were possible. I mean, there are things since angels have come into my life that I never thought were possible. We can experience the divine in others, ourselves. We can see energy. We can start to learn all of these things. But what happened to me and happens to a lot of us is that energy feels much more comfortable to me, like almost inherent to me, than the human world at times, which can where we can get hurt or it can be just, you know, scary depending on what we're going through. And so at some level, we secretly crave that feeling, right? Of being in that space more. We want more of that. We want more of that quality in our life. But right now, what I'm discovering for each of us is that the more important thing is to embody the new and more authentic self. So we need to ground the energy all the way through us so that we can anchor ourselves to the earth. A good example of this is I went to see a shaman. I needed to do some journey work here in Kansas City. He looked at me, he's working on me, and he goes, CJ, he says, your energy comes all the way down to about your ankles. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, energetically, you're not even touching the ground. So that's what I'm kind of talking about, is that we don't realize that we're ungrounded. We have a lot of issues with kind of our root system and root chakras and all of this. And so I thought it was just a funny thing to think of, that I was walking around without feet, which might be why I had all these blisters on my feet, so that I'd remember I had them, but that's another story. But it's a very important part of the journey, which, as I've been sharing, can take us all over the place at times. When I got so ill with a variety of things, my body was literally screaming for my attention. I just kept pushing it aside. I was really exhausted. I hurt, you know, took anti-inflammatory, just kept going. I realize now that an aspect of that choice I was making to look at my body as unimportant was something that we do all struggle with from time to time. I had a hard time accepting my human limitations, things that were beyond my control. There's a word that we talk about a lot, about giving up control. And I hadn't really accepted my genetic issues either. I was born with a major defect in my immune system, literally just not there. When I first started my spiritual journey, I read that we could overcome all physical things by getting the right thought or uncovering the right negative belief. I know all of you listening, you've read articles like this. So since I had been physically healthy for a very long time, I figured I was going to be just fine. Well, that's not the truth of all physical things. Some things you can overcome in the way that many New Age teachers were teaching, but so many of the things that we may experience, we can't really fix them that way. And I see a lot of clients now that I'm back, now that I'm feeling better, you know, who have major health issues, feeling like they're a failure because they're sick. And I know that there is a lot out on the internet that can make you really feel that way. I was talking to a lady who suffers from lupus. That was one of the things the doctor said that I could develop with this immune problem. I'm grateful for not having that. But a woman was talking down to her, this beautiful person one day, and said, well, aren't you just going to fix that? You know, get the right thought, you know. And she has a condition. She's got a disease. But there's a lot out there that raises this expectation that once we're free of the limitations of our mind, right, we'll be perfectly healthy. I'm sorry, guys. It doesn't really work that way. I had to learn a lot about that. And the angels, apparently, God as well, wanted me to see that. And I am kind of thick-headed, so I think they had to send me on this incredible 2-year journey to get it. But I've really got it. You know, but I wanted to share this journey with each of you coming back to the show, because I think that when each of us is on a journey, we do read a lot out there, right? We go to a lot of teachers. We don't always trust our own inner guidance. You know, we go to a lot of teachers. We go to a lot of people to help us. But not all those things fit for everybody. And so ultimately, of course, you know, even the work that I do is to empower you to connect with your own guidance. Don't compare yourselves to other people's journey. It may not be what fits for you. The angel shared with me finally, after letting me stumble and fall a few hundred times, being very ill, some body processes are the way they are. You know, the only control I now know that I have is how I honor my body, how I bring that into the trifecta, right? Spirit, mind, and body. Yet there is no guarantee how I may feel, whether I'll be free of pain, free of discomfort, or free from things which may threaten my life. So they've taught me a lot about acceptance. And I know many wonderful healers over the last couple of years, I'm sure we all know them, where they're doing wonderful work and they're now gone. We've had to say, Michelle, I've got some background noise here. Pretty bad. But we know people who, you know, that you may be connected to in person or on social media, you know, that you know, wonderful lights in the world, they're gone now. You know, because of whatever that path is, you know, whether it's heart attacks or cancer, did that mean they failed what they came to do? No. Things are as they are. You know, some of the things that the angels have really taught me is about being exactly where I am, not sweating the small stuff, certainly. You know, and so many want to know how I feel right now, and I can tell you some days are better than others. Taking very good physical, you know, care of myself physically. I'm eating more energy-based, which works well for me, which is through Ayurveda. My pain has improved, so I'm not walking around going, ouch, 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 ouch. And I do a lot of natural things, which, you know, everybody, I don't know, some people can get almost so stringent with everything has to be healthy, natural, and all of this. But I have to say that I got my greatest benefit from taking a drug called Humira. And I was resistant to taking this drug because of a lot of that, right? Because, I mean, who wants to take a drug that when they're giving a commercial on the radio has all this list of side effects? But in my case, I needed something to help my immune system, bottom line. And why am I telling you this? Because however we take care of ourselves on our journey, we have to address the spirit, the mind, and the body. We need to ground our energy down and embody it. And had I known months and months before what taking Humira would have given back to me, I would have been the first lady in line, and I was just being stubborn. Now, you got to, and I wanted to research it. You know, there are a lot of drugs out there that have terrible side effects, and I get that. But I took Humira in the first week, and I could go out and work in my rose garden for the first time in 2 years. You know, I got my life back. So the reason that I'm on here is because of modern medicine right now doing my show. So there's nothing wrong with that. I have no shame about that. And I can just tell you, after this way long journey coming back, you know, to what I truly is my heart's desires to share with all of you, we never know where life's journey is going to take us or where it will lead. I know a lot of people who have, you know, oh, I'm trying to go this direction, but then it went this way. And a lot of, we're so hard on ourselves. But to me, you have to relax, accept, and just be where you are. Accept where you are. You know, I suppose people could argue that, you know, if you hadn't taken that job that Spirit was guiding you to, maybe you wouldn't have gotten that sick. But you know what? When you're endeavoring to grow and learn, you have to be willing sometimes to go places that, that we may not have envisioned. I didn't envision that I would be so sick, you know, in 2 years that I'd be a mess. I had no idea. And even sometimes our path can look like we're going backwards. But I can tell you that regardless of where the journey is taking you, trust your inner guidance regardless of what it looks like on the surface. Regardless of what everybody out there says that you should be doing. Because sometimes Spirit takes us into places where we have to be willing to go to uncomfortable regions in order to learn more about who we are. And I can tell you that the angels have consistently pushed my limits and always taking me out of my comfort zone, because that's what angels do. And even if the journey's been hard at times, totally worth it. Totally worth it. You know, the angels have been a blessing in my life, but I can tell you, you know, people are like, I wish I talked to angels every day. And I was like, well, that doesn't mean they're going to do everything for you. So that's kind of a joke that I tell people when we're, you know, when we're talking about various things, you know, that they may be talking to me about their own journey and everything. But a lot of this new energy, you know, before I open up to callers here in a little bit, which the number for that is 917-889-3818. There's a lot of stuff that's really trying to push us out of our comfort zone. You know, I'm on the Authentic You Network, not only because I believe in Michelle and all that she does, but isn't that the point of the journey? Who are we? What are we doing here? You know, who am I? Not what other people think we need to be or what we should be, but who are you? And, you know, those angels are divine mirrors for who we truly are. And I don't know if anybody had quite a bit of intensity in August as well, but August was a particularly intense month. And we've really in this window all the way from August. There was a Sirian alignment in the early part of August, which is around my birthday. And I've had some deep healing release since then. But the energy that is being transmitted to us is about authenticity. It's about letting go of those things that don't serve us. And sometimes it also means, which is difficult for us, is sometimes to let go of people, situations. You know, stop dancing around trying to please other people. But it's about the authentic self. And so every day I kind of look at different ways. I call stepping out of your comfort zone stretching. So it's sort of like spiritual yoga, you know. And so if you find yourself, you know, I don't know if I want to go out and do that, you know, do you need to push yourself or do you need to take care of yourself? And these are the questions, obviously, that go, you know, go through our minds all of the time, every day. But as we really take advantage of this energy, that's what we want to do. You know, we want to relax a little bit. We want to be able to connect to our inner guidance, to go within, to very much listen. And, you know, for some people, it's angels talking in your head like me. Other times it's just, how do I feel? Getting in touch with feelings. I know a lot of people out there that they're real concerned about what everybody else is feeling. But I can tell you that going within and knowing how you feel, where you're at, is over half of the game, you know, over half of that journey is that connection to ourselves. And another thing about this real powerful energy is that the angels are anchoring frequencies actually down into our realm now so that it can heal this sense of separation like in me, I had a separation from my body consciousness. So it can be a separation within, where we're separated from how we feel or what we may need to do to take care of ourselves. We may have a separation or a disconnect there. We can have separation from others. They're always seeing our relationships as taking one step, you know, back from them. If we have a lot of fear around our heart and our connection to others. And so separation is something that appears, whether you realize it or not, subconsciously every day. And where this very deep sense of separation comes from literally is coming into our human bodies, right? Because we go from a state of oneness with all that is, with Source, and suddenly we're in a world filled with polarity, right? Everything's split into two. So there isn't anybody that doesn't have a root trauma separation walking around, just trying to get in to this planet, to get into this vessel, right, and to have the human experience. But how that gets compounded is through trauma and different things. Obviously, we can literally disconnect from ourselves. I've done shows in the past on soul fragments and how we get fragmented and sort of putting ourselves back together. And these aspects can get broken off from us, but that would be a whole soul show on soul retrieval, which maybe I'll do that in the coming months, because it'd be a great topic to cover. But when you're going out and your next week and all of that, look at the things that separate you from yourself. Is it because you're moving too fast that you have to simply keep going, where you're not making enough space for ourselves? That happens a lot. I deal with a lot of people who have the most beautiful hearts. It's just really easy to stay in the mode of I'm going to be a healer, I'm going to heal others, I'm going to serve others, and so forth. And we think it's selfish when we start to turn that energy toward ourselves, but I can tell you that you have to do that. You have to connect with who you are and go within right now. I think the angels are giving, and other benevolent beings out in the stars, all those different realms, are all working with us right now in a way that I've never seen, because I do see those things, and you know I do. It's beyond now. It's as if everybody decided it was Christmas, you know, energetically, giving us all the support. So we want to take advantage of that energy the rest of this month and beyond it, but it will level out. So if things have been chaotic or upheaved for you, things will calm down. But I, you know, before I open up to my first caller here, I just want to encourage each of you who are listening to the show to take some time to be still, you know, to go within, receive this gift that we're being given. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to heal those things that it's scary, you know, when things start coming up from our past that maybe we feel like we've overcome. But, you know, it's all about like an onion. You hear that all the time from teachers, that we're peeling back the layers. So it's a true gift to have this supportive energy to go within, to and to take, you know, to take advantage of the opportunities that were being given. So, well, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up to my first caller here. It's Laurel. Laurel, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling. My inaugural show, I'm back.
Yay.
Well, what can I do for you, Laurel?
Well, I'm just wondering if you hear anything. I mean, what comes to you?
Sure. Let me just check in with you. The first thing, you know, one of the primary energies I want to mention that jumps out at me that's working with you right now, Laurel, is Archangel Michael. So you can center around, you know, that primary, very powerful energy. Archangel Michael has a lot to do, actually, with coming into our authentic self. I see some changes around you, some things that are really percolating, I guess. I'm very visual, so I see things like a coffee pot percolating. And so there's a lot that's drawing in to you at this time, things that are going to actually kind of come to fruition in October. But there's a very expansive energy coming for you and a deeper awakening, things that you're looking for. They want me to definitely mention to you about self-care. Of course, I've been kind of harping on that one during the whole show. But making sure that you have enough, Laurel. You have a beautiful heart, and you give out a lot of yourself, almost to a point, you know, that it's at your own expense. And so they will really want me to mention that. And I think Archangel Michael helps you with sort of standing in your truth, right? Because sometimes you have a hard time doing that. Is that right?
Yes.
So I want to encourage you really to go within to, you know, sometimes what really is helpful is just to admit sometimes we're afraid to step out. You know, there's fear, and fear is absolutely, the angels say, fear is going to happen. Fear is going to be there. But just to stretch out of your comfort zone, if you really feel a certain way, you've got to be able to express that in your life. And that's going to draw to you more of what you deserve. And less of the other stuff that goes on that really doesn't serve you very well.
Okay.
So those are my messages for you, Laurel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too, dear. Okay, and I guess my next caller is Andrea. Welcome to the Angel Connection Show. Are you there?
Hi,
Andrea. Hello. How are you?
Hi, fine. And you?
It's so great to have callers. You know, after 2 years of being on the show, being away from the show, everybody's all showed up. So thank you so much for calling in. And what can I do
no
for
problem.
You?
No problem. I'm new to Blog Talk, so I didn't know of you 2 years ago. And
I like newbies
I
too.
Have, I'm glad I found you. You have a great story. I have a similar situation that went on with myself. I had breast cancer twice in 1 year. I had a brain tumor, and I had a cyst in my tongue. I've had so many different health things, and I'm just trying now to get into my spirituality.
Okay, well, and that's a good thing, you know, what the angels are saying about, yeah, well, you've certainly been through a lot, God bless you, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't even be exploring anything about themselves, they'd be feeling, you know, bad that they've been so sick, but you've had so much going on, and there's a lot of blessing around you to have come through the way that you have. I see several angels around you, so you definitely have tremendous support there. There's also an older woman who's passed from your life who also comes in from time to time, and I wanted to acknowledge her. And so she is also with you. And what your natural way to connect, there are a couple different ways, Andrea, that you can connect with your own spiritual nature. One is through nature. You have an affinity for nature, just getting outside, the sun upon your face. And what I like about your spirituality is it doesn't have to be, there's nothing wrong with churches. There's nothing wrong with those other ways of worship. I go to church myself from time to time, but yours is much more gentle and really within. Like there's a very sacred place within you that I don't think you realize.
I know. I'm trying to tap into it. I'm starting to do meditations and all that, but I don't know what's stopping me from that happening. I only started this about 3 weeks ago.
Well, I want to encourage you to continue. And don't be too hard on yourself. When we start new things, it takes a little while to get into the swing of things. And I know that you have a lot on your plate to balance, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But simply just taking that time for the last 3 weeks is miraculous. It's wonderful. That mm-hmm. is a very good thing for you, and it will help you to really tap into your inner wisdom and to be able to communicate with your angels. And so what they're telling me is when you do your meditations, if you want to light a candle and have that candle be the focus, they could okay. make a stronger connection through that. And so at first, just try to feel how you feel when you're praying or meditating. I am kind of a walking meditator, so I can't always sit and just be still.
Okay.
So they're telling me that's true for you, so please don't beat yourself up that you're getting fidgety, okay? And I've trained with Buddhist masters and things, so I've spent a lot of time on the cushion.
Okay.
But I spend much more time in just connecting to God in prayer, yes. being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Those are sacred places too. So the more mindful you are throughout your day of your own spirit, your spirit's connection to Source and the angels, mm-hmm. that's going to get you pretty far too.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, people tell you you got to do this and you got to do that, and that's kind of what I was talking about tonight. For you, simply stopping, pausing for just a moment, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your day, throughout your day, that's going to help you with greater connection and being on this journey. The other thing that the angels say I want to give to you, so I'm going to give you my email. If you reach out to me via email, I'm going to give you a free download of these meditations. So they're guided, which means you can simply receive the energy and just kind of go through them because you're pretty visual, so visualization's good for you. So, and I will, so my email address is cj@cjmartis.com. So it's M-A-R, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam.com.
Okay.
So if you reach out and say, hey, I'm Andrea from the show, I'll get you that download because I really want to support not only the strength that you've had to go through all of these things that you just rattled off and listed in a very short period of time. And I want to ask for the angels to bless you with greater health. And that's my gift to you, Andrea. I'm really glad that you called.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like I have a calling and I'm supposed to be doing some kind of healing or something for people. Are they saying, is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, I think that there is a calling there. And what the angels say about that, I'm getting goosebumps now, is that that's going to come down, you know, not to put, they say you can put a lot of pressure on yourself. So don't worry so much about the end destination as much as the day that you're in. And that, but you are being called, you have overcome so much of what you have. There is a reason for that. You know that.
Okay. Yes, I do.
But don't have to push into healing others just yet. You know, those are things that are going to come later from this journey that you're on. So.
Okay. All right.
So
thank
I wish
you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Andrea. I appreciate you calling the Angel Connection.
And I will email you.
All right, honey. Take
have
care.
Have a great night.
Okay, well, it looks like I've got time for one more caller here. Lucy, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hello, good night. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very interesting story from you. I hear everything. I would like to know any messages.
The thing that... Can you turn down the show? Because I can hear a...
I don't have any...
Okay. It must be on my line, then I'll just tune it out. So, Lucy, for you, there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of grace around you. You've been touched by the Holy Spirit in your life, have you not?
Yes, many times.
Many.
By Jesus Christ, by
yes.
God.
Absolutely, I can see it. because I've been so touched. It's just when I connect with people on the phone or, you know, on the show, I can feel it. It's so strong in you. So what a blessing, Lucy. Thanks for calling. And I just feel blessed having the opportunity to experience your energy. The message that that's coming through for you is one about stillness and taking some time, especially over the next several months, more time for you doing some things that you enjoy doing. Do you get much time to play?
No, not really. I like to be moving, exercising.
I can tell that you work very hard in your life, Lucy. They tell me what a wonderful woman you are and how much you do. But they want me to encourage you to have a little more balance and to be able to take a little bit of time for you. People think of play in different ways, but what I'm suggesting is just having a little more time for laughter, something you enjoy doing that's kind of just for you, because they really want you to be able to have a little space for Lucy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I have a question about, because I know even though we had a lot of vision and a lot of intuition, what they're saying about some kind of deal that I have with a person, a contractor, and I feel today I was in court, and when I hear him talking about, oh no, then all the kind of untruth that he was saying, I say, God, if nothing got done, I have to go back to court. And then sometimes I say, I wasn't so much on grace that divine didn't come to say, okay, this is over. Like, what happened? When I heard you too, then you were sick. And now I went to court. That took a lot of energy from me to be there with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then now October 1st, I have to go back. It's like,
okay.
What are you saying about that?
So I understand you're in a difficult situation, like a court situation where you have
I trust. Sometimes I trust people, but it's different to trust people and to trust God. We sometimes let people cross the line.
Right.
Then,
And you're hoping for a favorable outcome, and when that didn't happen,
yes,
it's, you go, what's going on, right? Why? Why?
Yeah, because the truth always prevails, but then it's like, okay, what's going on over here? I asking, when I came back from the court, I say, okay, God, what's happening over here? Maybe I wasn't, I did call them. When I went into the court, I say, okay. And then it's very obvious that the way that he behaves and everything else. He brought his lawyer, and then I finally got one for me, because the intuition told me, just don't go be
right
alone. Just pay a lawyer, pay a lawyer. I did pay a lawyer.
Right, and
his name is Chris.
Really,
Christopher J. Christopher Jesus or Christopher James, or I don't know. It's
well,
CJ.
Yeah, what I can tell you about what happened today. It may not have gone the way that you needed to, but what the angels are saying is just to continue this course. You know, you need to follow through with this. There are some things that you're meant to teach Christopher through what is going on with the court.
My
case.
Own lawyer?
Oh, that's your lawyer?
Yeah, the other person is Tony, and it's my neighbor, and is the godfather of my son. It's like, I just cannot believe it. It's like, and it's the contractor. I contracted with him because I trust that he's not going to rip me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did, like everybody yeah. else, of course, because they see me and say, oh, Lucy, Lucy's too sweet. Let's go to, she got money.
Well, this is, to me, Lucy, unfortunately, a fight that you may have to fight a little bit longer, but I see the grace of God on your side, and you're just going to have to keep the faith about that situation, that it's going to go, you know, the way that you want to. Just don't lose faith if it takes longer than anticipated, okay?
Yes, yes. I'm sending you healing, lots of love.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And I love your energy, Lucy. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for all that you do.
Oh, I appreciate that. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Well, what a beautiful, beautiful woman. And, you know, we encounter these situations a lot, right, where, like Lucy, we have to kind of stand in our truth. And it's interesting, we get callers, and a lot of times the readings that I have for them have a lot to do with what I'm talking about on this show. So, well, I send lots of love to, you know, Laurel, Andrea, Lucy, you know, the callers this evening, and all of you that are listening, you know. And I ask, you know, Archangel Michael, all the angels to give each of you, whatever that intention is this week, a benevolent outcome to what you're seeking. And I wanted to just share that with all of you. That's my wish this evening anyway. So there's not a whole lot of time, you know, for the show here. But just to wrap up, you know, the things that I've been talking about, I really appreciate being back to the show. I've got some great guests coming up. For now, it's going to be every 2 weeks instead of weekly. And maybe after the first of the year, I'll return to weekly shows. But right now, I'm taking care of me and trying to find balance, because I can sit here and talk about it all day. But if I can't do it, you know, that's not enough for me and what I'm all about. I did want to mention before I let everybody go that I have, if you haven't read the book Angel Incarnate, One Birth, which is inspired by my work with the Seraphim, if you go to angelincarnate.com and go to the shop, if you use the word angel in 2015, you can get $5 off as being a loyal listener of the show, and for new listeners too. But that's available, and I just wanted to offer that. It's a code I'll only give out on this show. And I wanted to mention that next in 2 weeks, on September 25th, I have a show I'm calling The Sounds of Angels. My special guest, Rama Ignacio, he's an amazing channel, and he specifically, which I wish I could do this, he channels music from the angels. He's a beautiful soul, and I'm really looking forward to having him on the show with me, and maybe we'll be able to, share a little bit of his music. We'll see if we can get that hooked up. We're getting down to the last minute of the show. It always goes fast on a Friday evening, and I want to thank all of you so much, you know, for supporting the show, and all the new listeners, too, that have never listened to the show. It's great to be back. It's great to be connecting with each of you in this way and connecting you with your angels. And so that's all about all the time we have this evening. And it, like I said, it goes fast, and just grateful to be back. It was really fun. So you've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. And like I said, in 2 weeks I'll be back on September 25th for The Sounds of Angels. So make sure that you connect with me. And until next time, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves, and that's key, so that you can become an angel to others. Take care, and I hope all of you have a blessed week. Bye-bye, and talk to you next time.